coupons to well-qualified buyers, plus $2,250 in rebates at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
I'm Matt Ross, Ag Specialist for Thumb National Bank and Trust, and I'm also a proud farmer. Are you a farmer looking to purchase a piece of equipment that will increase your farm's efficiency? Have you dreamed of purchasing that farm down the road to increase the size of your own operation? I can help. It takes a farmer to understand a farmer, and Thumb National is recognized as one of Michigan's premier agricultural lending institutions. Whatever the need, Thumb National offers a great variety of loan products complemented by convenient financing terms, competitive rates, and one-on-one service from our bank's farming professionals.
Give me a call at our Pigeon or Bad Axe office. I'll meet you at the bank, in the field, or at the farm.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank, where relationships are built on trust. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Member FDIC.
Two ball games between these two squads, and they both turn out the same way, with Lakers winning, but more importantly, coming down to inside the 5-yard line both times. Cass City gets stopped this time at the 4-yard line as time expires as a Nick Perry run. And your Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are your district champions, first time since 2014, I do believe, as they win on the road to advance to 10-1 on the season, taking out the Kansas City Redhawks 18-14. Dave Hansen, tell us from the get-go how we got to this score.
We had no scoring in the first quarter. Nick Perry, early in the second quarter, rumbles in from 2 yards out. Two-point conversion, no good. Actually, the extra point was off the upright. 6-0, Kansas City leads. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Brennan Wisner on 4th-and-11 hits Jake Kretschmer on a 31-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion run is no good. 6-6. And as time expired, Santa Cathrell heaves the ball into the end zone, picked off by Brennan Wisner, who returns it downfield, and a penalty on Cass City on that play extends the half with zeros on the clock from exactly midfield. Same thing, Brennan Wisner heaves it up in the air, and you guessed it, Jake Kretschmer hauls it in and scores on a back-to-back Hail Mary plays from Lakers, this one from 50 yards away, and they take the lead into the half, 12-6. Late in the third quarter, as Cass City takes the ensuing kickoff of the first half and holds the ball the entire half, or entire quarter, Nick Perry scores again on a 5-yard run. Hamilton scores a 2-point conversion. Cass City takes the lead late in the third quarter, 14-12, and Lakers, with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, Brennan Wisner throws his third touchdown pass of the game to Jay Kretschmer. The 2-point conversion run is no good. 18-14 would be your final score. There would be some drama, though, as you mentioned. Lakers commits a penalty, a 15-yard face mask after an 11-yard run by Perry. Really moves the ball down the field for Cass City. Cass City gets it all the way down on a pass play to the 2-yard line. They have first and goal from the 2, and then a quarterback sneak gets him nothing. They hurry it up into the I formation, the extended I. A run to Hamilton goes for a loss of 3. And after a timeout with 9 seconds left, they burn their last timeout. They call a running play from 5 yards out. It only gets a yard or two. Nick Perry isn't able to find the end zone. And that would be how the game would end, on a goal line stand for Lakers. They hold on to win the district championship in Cass City, 18-14.
And the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers now advance to the regional championship to more than likely take on Pawamo Westphalia. As last we heard, it's 35-14 or something along those lines. Pawamo Westphalia leading New Lothrop. And if that is the case, Lakers would host Pawamo Westphalia in Laker country. How critical is that with those playoff points for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers having home field in the regionals if they do play Pawamo Westphalia?
Well, I think we all kind of expected Pawamo Westphalia to beat New Lothrop. New Lothrop, always that team that always seems to be undefeated with a ton of playoff points, but never can do anything in the playoff because when they get somebody more physical than them, they can't handle it. And Pawamo Westphalia is the definition of a physical team, and I'm not surprised that they have at least a two-score lead that I knew of last. And so we expect Pawamo to have to come up here. But Pawamo did have two losses throughout the season, so that's going to hurt them. And so, the Greater Thumb Conference will host another playoff game. It appears that Lakers will have one in Laker country. Whether it's Friday or Saturday, that's yet to be determined.
In other area games, Harbor Beach hanging on to a five-point lead, 26-21 over Saginaw Novell with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left in that ball game. And last we heard, I do believe Harbor Beach had to punt that ball away. So we'll try and keep sending the updates there. Other area scores, Deckerville 38-0 over Morris. Last we heard, VCL Saints was leading North Huron at the end of the third quarter. We do believe 36-30. We do have one report of 46-30. We'll keep you updated on that one. Lakers, of course, takes out Cass City 18-14. Pawamo Westphalia leading 35-14. Last we heard, sometime in the third. And with Novell's driving with 3:34 left, Harbor Beach. And Novell's on Harbor Beach's 14-yard line. So that's not going well for them there. All right, let's take a look at the offensive and defensive stats here for the Cass City Redhawks and Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Believe it or not, despite winning 18-14, Lakers only had 166 yards of offense on 32 plays, 24 yards rushing the ball, and another 109 yards through the air on 5 of 8 passing from Brennan Wisner, and 4 of those passes to Jake Kretschmer. 3 of those were touchdowns. For Cass City, 60 plays rushing the ball for 272 yards, 7 passing attempts altogether, 3 completions for 54 yards, 67 plays of offense for Cass City, 326 yards, and less than half of the number of plays, 32 plays for Lakers, pull out the victory with 166 total yards. Leading the way for Cass City was Brendan Hamilton, 24 carries, 130
Brendan
yards.
Wisner.
Excuse me, no, I'm talking Cass City here.
Oh, okay.
Brendan Hamilton, 24 carries, 130 yards. Nick Perry, 25 carries, 93 yards. Sandon Cothrell, 6 carries for 30 yards. Luke Stern, 5 carries, 19 yards. Sandon Cothrell through the air, 2 for 6 for 31 yards and 1 interception, which led to that halftime touchdown for Lakers, which put them ahead at the half. Luke Stern, 1 for 1 for 23 yards on the night, which was completion to Wyatt Dixon. Luke Stern brought in 2 receptions for a total of 31 yards for the Lakers. They were led in rushing for Brennan Wisner, 8 carries, 28 yards. Preston Warren, 7 carries, 20 yards. Jake Kretschmer with a critical 3 carries for 13 yards. And Taylor Cady with 6 carries for negative 4 total. Brennan Wisner through the air, 5 for 8 passing for 109 yards. 3 touchdown passes, all to Jake Kretschmer. He ended up with 89 yards. Preston Warren, the only other completion for 20 yards. And when you take a look at the defensive side of things, that Laker defense holding strong. 61 tackles, 1 interception, 5 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, and only 2 penalties for 20 yards. They were led by Brennan Wisner with 11 tackles, Preston Warren with 10, and then Carson Binder with 7. Corey Minetti was in there with 8, as well as James Dubes. And then the rest is history. For Cass City, 22 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, no sacks, but 1 forced fumble, and only 1 penalty on defense. They were led by Sandon Cothrell and Jared Nagel, each with 4 tackles. And then the tackles for a loss went for Luke Stern, Hank Janik, Wyatt Dixon, and Jared Nagel, each with 1, for a total of 19 total loss yards there on their tackles for a loss. Dave Hansen, what do you see here?
Well, my first thing I'm seeing, if you look on the offensive side, you take away 2 Hail Mary plays, and Lakers come up with 83 yards of total offense today. 83 yards and was able to win the game. That's not going to be acceptable next week's game. They're fortunate to get by this game. Cass City unable to finish the job. Yes, we can talk about play calling in the last sequence of three plays, but when your defense gives up two Hail Marys in the same 3 minutes on plays that should have never happened,